2 Chronicles 29, doors opened, song rekindled. In the first month, Hezekiah opens the temple doors, a deliberate undoing of Ahaz, see yesterday. Exodus language signals a new beginning, Exodus 12, 2. His diagnosis is covenant deep. Our fathers were unfaithful. Ma'al, treachery against God. 2 Chronicles 29, 6. The Levites must carry out the filth. Nidda, banished impurity. And consecrate yourselves. Hitkadeshu. Reform begins with priestly hearts. When the burnt offering starts, the song of the Lord began. Shuyak, verse 27. Western readers often miss this. Temple music is not mood setting, but a prophetic ministry, ordered by the Lord through his prophets, and it rises from atonement. The Levites outpace the priests in zeal, verse 34, a humbling mercy. Hezekiah makes atonement for all Israel, the divided people still one before God, anticipating Christ's once-for-all cleansing, Hebrews 9:11-14. God prepared the people suddenly. 36. Awakenings can be swift when doors open. Historically, reformers saw here worship regulated by the word. Augustine would say loves are reordered, then practices follow. Hezekiah is well attested in history, Siloam inscription, yet the truer inscription is a cleansed sanctuary and a rekindled song. So what? Crossrefs. Psalm 24, 7, Malachi 3, 3, Romans 12, 1, Sug, Kings 18. Him, take my life and let it be. Havergal. Prayer, Holy Father, open our doors and our days to you. Cleanse what defiles, consecrate our service, and let the song that springs from Christ's sacrifice fill our lives. Prepare us, suddenly, truly, for your praise. Amen.